Okay, the next packet is packet number 13. The topic was Bittel B'Yisurim Shonim. Rabbi Simon spoke about Shir Bittel. Generally, Shir Bittel we always are taught as Shishim, but there are certain things that 60 is not the magic number. So we're going to go through some of those things. So the first category, based on the Mishnah, Mishnah and Orla, is anything which is called Truma. Truma, Truma Smaiser, Chala, Bikurim, all those things are called Truma. So Midrabana, they made a Chumra, that the Shir Bittel for Min Bimino is in 100. You need 100 Keneged that Truma, or Truma Smaiser, or Chala, or Bikurim. Now, if it's Min B'Shein Amino, again, you still have no Sintam. This is a Chumra for Min Bimino, Bimeo. And since all these things are Truma, they'll be mitzdaris to each other. So if you have Truma and Truma Smaisa that fall in, then you need your Meya connected both of them together. So if a Sa of Truma and a Sa of Truma Smaisa fall in, you'll need 200, 100 connected the Truma and 1 connected the Truma Smaisa, because it's like you have two Sa of Truma fall in. It's not like Chelev and Dam, which could each work to be mivatal each other. Okay? You have two different, totally different Isurim, then one, each one could help the Heter Shishim, can I give the other Isur? But here, since they're all the same Isur, they're all Truma, just another permutation of Truma, they're all considered like the same Isur. So that's a Chumra. Okay? Meya. Truma equals Meya. Okay? By Min Vimino. And by Orla and Kilei HaKerim, which are Isuri Hana, they made it Midrabanan by Min Vimino Masayim, 200. You need 200 Heter, can I get to be Mivatal, the Orla, or the
Kilei. We should have doubled Basar B'Chalup too.
Okay. Okay. One added thing is that by the Truma things, which are supposed to go to the Kohen, the halacha is that Midrabanan, is that you have to take out, you have to remove the amount of Truma that fell in and remove and give it to the Kohen so the Kohen won't lose the money. Right? So if a saw of Truma falls in, so you need your Meya, but then you also have to take out a saw and give it to the Kohen, so this way the Kohen won't be out the box. Arlan Kilei HaKerem, you don't have to take out anything because no one's losing. There's no Gezel HaShevet by that. Okay? So that's the halacha by Truma and anything called Truma, that's Meya, and by Arla, which is Yisurin Hena, that's 200. Okay, so that's the first category. Next category is, let's do another easy one. We'll do Beitzim. Okay, eggs. I'm just going out of order because this is okay. More straightforward one. Beitzim. The halacha is what? By what? Then tam. Right. If it's min b'shein amino, then it's just totally on tam. You're 60, whatever. Tam. These chumras are for by min b'mino. Those, you know, the truma stuff. Right, otherwise it's just regular tam, 60.
Normal time.
By min bimino, it's not
shishim.
What? No, because here they made a chumra that by min bimino, generally by a stam isur, if it's min bimino, you need shishim davalach, you need shishim. In the Rabban, you need shishim. If it's by Truma and those guys, if it's Min V'She'ein Omino, it's the regular rules, no same time.
No same
time,
shishim.
Yeah, shishim, no same time. Right, same thing. Okay? What, no?
No, just no.
Right, if it's Min V'She'ein Omino, so then it's no same time. They made a chumra by Min B'Mino. Generally, by Stam Dinim of Min B'Mino, it's shishim. What?
Based on the Mishnah, it doesn't sound like Shishim makes sense. It only sounds like Tam makes sense.
Tam is Shishim. Shishim is our Hashara for Tam.
But it compares Tam to
Meya,
like the
Ben
Lechoma,
Ben Akula. Okay, we'll do it after. Okay? So by Beitzim, if you have a Beitza that has a Afroach in it or a Tiflas Tam in it, just make a trace. Right, so the halacha is to mivatal that you need 61. Why 61? Because since there are big beitzim and small beitzim, eggs are different sizes, so as a margin of error, Chazal required 61. This way, you know, if you have 61, they could be safe that you really have 60. You know, they're taking that the egg size margin of error into account. Okay? So that's Beitza. That was another straightforward one. Okay?
Yeah.
Next. That's halacha by chal, our udder, right? What's an udder? Udder is a piece of meat with milk inside. So the Gemara says that by chal, chal is v'shishim and chal is min haminyan. Basically, you need 60, but chal counts as one unit, so therefore you only need 59, because the chal is one. So is this a special halacha in chal, or is this a more global halacha? So the Rambam says like this. Macholkes Rambam and Rashba. Rambam says, this kula by chal, that you need 59, you know why? It's because there's a din d'rabbanan. And the Rabbanan made a kula by dinam d'rabbanan that you only need 59 to be mevatalat. Mm-hmm. That's the shita of the Rambam. And therefore, that's a din, chal yistik a din by all dinam d'rabbanan. Okay? Learn from chal. Shita's a Rambam. Good? Mechal zurs paratesov. Okay. The Rashba argues on that. And the Rashba says, no, by all dinim, even dinim d'rabbanan, you always need shishim. So chal, why does it only need 59? Because the chal is the meat counts as one unit. The meat is kosher meat. It's not a piece of chazer, it's a kosher cow. It just has milk inside. So when I'm adding up my shishim, so the meat could work for my shishim. So I need shishim like every other thing shishim, but I have a built-in one unit, meaning the chal itself, the meat of the chal counts as one.
I thought the meat became chatichas nevela from the Gemara, no?
What?
Not sure. By the chal.
What?
Or the water?
Well, in essence, yes and yes, meaning really the milk, but since it's hard to be mishar of the milk, we're taking the udder as our, you know, amount. Because we're saying it's filled with milk. So technically you're right. There's probably whatever the amount of meat minus the milk is should be.
We should open it with us, but we know we have that much volume.
Right, right. Right, right. Meaning, so if it's let's say, you know, whatever, you know, I don't know, 6 inches or whatever it is, I don't know, however you do it, right? So I'm gonna say I need, you know, shishim pega this unit of six, whatever, 6 inches, whatever it is, right? But I have 6 inches here already because the meat is kosher meat.
I'm sorry, the chal we learned in the Gemara and in the Rashba, it's asur. Became chasichas nevela.
You can't
eat. So how can you use it to mevatel the milk?
Right.
If it's asur itself.
Right, but meaning we can't eat it, but it will still, it is heter. I mean, the mit.
Even after you cook it once, it's still heter.
I can't eat it, but it'll work for my.
Bittel?
Bittel. For my sheer bittel. Meaning.
You need the rest of the dish.
Right, meaning I can't eat that chal, but I can eat the rest of this. It'll work for my. It'll help me in my shir bittel.
Because it's a mixture of the joints to a heter to my vata.
Well, because I know that the meat is really kosher meat. It's just being asur now. So when the milk invades it, it's going to be like first hit. It's going to be like totally invaded. But it's still going to absorb some of that milk. I mean, if the milk is going to disperse, it's going to disperse in there.
But once it's made available, it's completely awesome.
Okay, maybe for the second pot.
Is normal?
Yeah, for the second pot, maybe. So, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so, fine. That's chal, and the Rambam expands with all the dinim d'rabbanan. We pass on like the Rashba. Mechaber pass on like the Rashba, and the Shach points out. We pass on that by dinim d'rabbanan new shishim. And chal is just a special dinim of chal.
Okay.
You know, it's a din, because we could count that meat. So it's just really, really, it's another permutation of shishim, but it's not a kula in drabbanans. That's it. We pass like the Rashba on this one. Okay, that's in Shulchan Aruch Simon Tzadi Ches. Okay, yeah, and the Shach is in Tzivkan of Chava. Okay, so now we have a little bit more of a bigger issue, and that's Mils Avid L'Taima. Mils Avid L'Taima are things which have a more potent tam. They give flavor, and we know they give flavor more than shishim.
Okay.
So, so we have two shitos to deal with, and then we'll compare them. One is the Isser V'Heter. So the Isser V'Heter says things which are no same tam more than shishim. For instance, davar charif or salt or spices or things like that. They're not both held to shishim because we know they're going to give tam. says Aser, but he does learn that that Iser is only an Iser. The fact that we Aser it after Shishim, that's a Chumra Midrabanan. To Aser it after Shishim. Even though it's giving Tam, but Midraisa, that Tam would be a Tam Kalish, a weaker Tam. Midrabanan, we're Asering the Tam after Shishim. And therefore, by a Suffolk, will be Mekel. If it's a Suffolk, whether it's no same Tam, will be Mekel because it's a Suffolk Dirabanan. That's the Sheet of the Iser Veheter. And that's what the Shach quote. In Shulchan Aruch, in Tzadikas. The Ran, okay, the Ran and Chulin, in Yeranosha, so he says that if something is no same time, is of, you know, Vidula time, or more than, Afilu Be'elef, also Deraisa. Also Deraisa. Says it's no same time, so it's an Issa Deraisa. So, ostensibly, it seems like a machlokas between the Issa Behatar and the Ran. And I think the Prima Kanam said it's a machlokas between the Issa Behatar and the Ran. Okay? However, the Yad Yehuda, classic Sefer, so he wants to say the following. He wants to make a chelak between different types of Yidula Taima. He wants to say that there's a difference between something which is bringing out the food flavor or something which itself is also. So he wants to say that if something is, it's not that the tavlin is aser, it's just making the food more masukan, more tasty, that everyone says would be the Rabbanon.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the Bari HaShulchan wants to say, based on the Yad Yehuda, maybe we could say that there's no machlokas around an Isra Behatar. Maybe they're talking about two different things.
Okay.
Maybe that the Isra Behatar, he was talking about, when he says it's the Rabbanon, he was talking about the Tavlin being Asr. I'm sorry, he was talking about bring out the time of the Michael. That's why he holds it's Aser, the Rabbanon, and the Ran holds it's the Raisa, because he was talking about the Guf Ha Davar, the Guf Ha Vidal time is Aser. So that's what the Bari HaShulchan wants to perhaps theorize based on the Yad Yehuda, to make Shalom between the Issa Behatar and the Ran. Again, the Ran must be talking about the Michael, you know, the actual Davar of Vidal time is also, but the Issa Behatar be talking about just, you know, the tikkun. However, he does point out that, I think he points out that it's not mashma that way from the Shach. I mean, the Shach is mashma that it's machlokas, and the Shach is mashma that he passes like this, or the Heter is the Rabbanon. And Pemokim Sof is the Rebekel. I'm not mistaken. I believe he points that out. I think. Check. But the Shach definitely quotes this, or the Heter. And I think he makes it sound like, I don't know. Okay. One more thing regarding Tavlin. And that is the following. If let's say I have tavlin, let's say salt or something like that, which is avidil taima, and that salt has a blia of treif. The salt is fine. Salt is kosher. But it has a blia of chiv, it has a blia of dam in it. And now that blood-saturated salt gets absorbed into a chaticha. Right? So now what do I say? Do I say it's avidil taima and it's not bottle b'shishim, or do I say it is bottle b'shishim? So Tosfos in Chulin, Daf Kufcha says, and likewise, the Sefer HaTrumah says, Batil B'Shishim. We go after the Isser. Because the Isser is Dam, and Dam, in this case, Dam is Batil B'Shishim. The Davar HaNesar, the salt, can't be more Machmir than the Gufa Isser. Right? It can't be worse than it's like the Sefer HaTrumah says. If the whole thing would be Dam, it would be Batil B'Shishim. So now that only part of it is dam and part of it is salt, and the salt is mutter, is not going to be worse. So therefore, this kula, that if it's treif saturated, avidil taima, if a blood saturated salt, even though the salt will give tam more than shishim, it will still be batal b'shishim because the iser shabo,
right,
the makora iser, is only something which could answer up to shishim. And now, yeah.
Is that the principle of the eggs? Because eggs are shibavinyan, veilaf, and butter, but it had a dam. The dam causes it to be butter.
Well, I think the eggs is just a different size eggs. You know, they're just small to jumbo.
I could say super jumbo. In a butter, davar shibavinyan.
Okay, well, yeah, okay. But the efroach inside is not a davar shibavinyan. The dam inside.
Okay.
And then one last, just tiny point, is that the Torah says that he has a lashon. He says that all these things are batal b'shishim, except for chametz and pesach and yayin esach and tevel and orla. But those things aren't applicable nowadays. Emanu esach, with them. So the Shach, so what do you mean? We have Orla Bismanaza. But why does he say that we don't have Esek with them? Of course we have Esek with Orla. So one shot is that, no, Esek here in Hilchos Tarovas. Meaning, okay. This is not our topic that we are talking about. If you want to see Hilchos Orla, look in Hilchos Orla. Or you could say
Tanavishayer,
or you could say we're only kind of contrasting things with Shasa Bramashahu, meaning we have in a lab after that. Okay, because Orla's, because we do have it in Orla. Okay?
Thank you.